Justin Puga, sitting in for Sunny Young this week. And hello, Douglas.
Hello, Kim.
What's on tap today?
Well, Kim, we'll kick off with athletics in Africa.
Okay.
Thank you. We begin in Addis Ababa, where the 2014 Great Ethiopian Run 10 kilometer was held on Sunday. Wude Ayalewe and Asmara Bakele, both past winners of the event, won the men's and women's races respectively. Ayalewe became the first athlete in the race's 14-year history to win three titles, having triumphed previously in 2008 and 2009. Bakele, who had won in 2010, returned to win his second title to make it two wins out of two, having missed the three intervening races. The winning times for both the men's and the women's races were among the slowest in the race's history, 30:12 for Bekele and 34:04 for Ayalewe, but were expected given the tough nature of the course, which included three steep climbs over the final 4 kilometers. The race finished almost on top of a hill at the Jana Meda race course, as the traditional finishing location of Maskela Square was unavailable. In football, all is set for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations in Equatorial Guinea. From Lagos, Nigeria, Nightline Africa's Segun on the dot at the EMA has the rundown. Hello, Segun.
Good evening, Douglas, and good evening, Africa. It is now 54 days to the kickoff of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations. The 2015 tournament will be the 30th edition of the two-yearly football extravaganza. After Morocco backed out from hosting the tournament due to Ebola fears, African soccer's governing body, CAF, gave the hosting rights to Equatorial Guinea. The 2015 tournament will mark the second time that Equatorial Guinea will play host to the tournament. The country co-hosted with Gabon the 2012 edition, which was won by Zambia. Well, all the 16 finalists for next year's tournament have now emerged after the conclusion of the qualifiers last Wednesday. Joining host Equatorial Guinea in the finals are Algeria, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Cape Verde, Congo-Brazzaville, Democratic Republic of Congo, Gabon, Ghana, Guinea, Ivory Coast, Mali, Senegal, South Africa, Tunisia, and Zambia. Conspicuously missing from the list is Nigeria, which is the current African champion. Nigeria needed to beat South Africa in their final group qualifier on Wednesday to pick the tickets to the finals. However, it could only manage a draw, which means it will not be traveling to Equatorial Guinea for the finals. For a quick perspective on Nigeria's failure to reach the finals, I spoke with Vincent Tobi, a Nigerian sports analyst.
What is your take on the fact that the African champion will not be defending his title at the Africa Cup of Nations next year?
My take is very simple. They got what they deserved. Shoddy preparation, neglect for the other teams or the opponents. And when we lost to Congo at home, it spelled doom for us. That's my take on that.
Okay, now that Nigeria is out, this is like the culmination of the state of the football affairs in this country. Where do we go from here? What would you advise the football authorities to do to build a strong Super Eagles team?
First and foremost, I think our coaches will have to go for training. If we insist on not taking foreign coaches, then they have to prepare a program, a training program for our local coaches. So that I'm sure in the last 2-3 years, no local coach in Nigeria has gone for any training abroad. So that is the result we're getting. I think the NFF, that's the Football Federation, will have to go back to the drawing board and try and organize good training programs for our local coaches. Otherwise, let them go for a foreign coach. So that's what I think they should do before they can start building a very good Super Eagles.
That was Vincent Tobi, a Nigerian sports analyst. He spoke with me on telephone from Lagos on Nigeria's failure to reach the finals of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations. Many thanks, Vincent. One team that made it to Equatorial Guinea, despite all the odds, is Guinea. Guinea is one of the three countries in West Africa that are most affected by the Ebola virus disease. Over 1,000 Guineans have so far died of the virus. Because of the disease, Guinea had to play its home games in the qualifying series at a neutral venue, Morocco. Morocco allowed the Stili National, as the Guinean team is known, to play its home games in Casablanca, but the players had to undergo temperature checks twice daily. Guinea coach Michel Dussuyer, however, thanked Morocco, which allowed his team to play its qualifiers in Casablanca and Benin, where the team held training camps. Guinea now needs to find a training venue for 2 weeks in January before the start of the tournament. Meanwhile, CAF says it is reopening media accreditation process for the final draw of the tournament. The process, which started last Thursday, will round off on November 27th. CAF says the media accreditation was reopened following the announcement of Equatorial Guinea as the new host of the 2015 tournament. The final draw for the 16 qualified teams will be held on December 3rd in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea. In a related development, Egypt has sacked coach Shoki Garib for failing to qualify the country for the 2015 Nations Cup. Egypt missed out on the finals in Equatorial Guinea when a 2-1 defeat in Tunisia on Wednesday left it out of contention for the third best placed team. The 55-year-old Garib, who won the tournament as a player in 1986, was appointed in 2013, replacing American Bob Bradley. Egypt is the most successful team at the Nations Cup, having won the title 7 times. Back here in Nigeria, Habu Gumel was elected president of the Nigeria Olympic Committee, NOC, on Thursday. Gumel polled 19 votes to defeat incumbent Sani Ndanusa, who got 17 votes. Finally, Lionel Messi broke the Spanish league's all-time scoring record on Saturday. He surpasses the previous 251-goal mark by scoring a hat-trick in Barcelona's 5-1 defeat of Sevilla. Athletic Bilbao's Telmo Zarra set the milestone in 271 La Liga games from 1940 to 1955. Playing in his 298th league match, the 27-year-old Messi first equaled Zara's record in the 21st minute and then beat it in the 72nd. The Argentine went on to get his third goal in the 78th minute, marking his 253rd league goal. Messi's latest scoring feat comes after he equaled Raul Gonzalez as the Champions League's all-time scorer with 71 goals this month. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Segun Adeyemi in Lagos. Now sending it back to Douglas the Mighty Mpuga in Washington.
Thank you, Segun. Nightline Africa's Segun on the Dot IDMA reporting from Lagos.
Right now, you're listening to the sunny side of sport, so check it out.
Now let's join Daybreak Africa's Marco Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, for more sports news.
We begin at the Global Watch Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa. The two-day summit, which ended on Friday, set out to mobilize sports people, fans and other stakeholders to create a global movement aimed at ending racism and discrimination in sports. The American Professional Basketball League, NBA, which has attracted almost a third of their best players from outside the country, is a firm believer in zero tolerance for racism. NBA's Amadou Fall explains.
What matters is really the talent and the makeup of your character. At the NBA, if you've got game, we want you in our league. And we are going to make sure that you are successful. As a global brand and also looking at the popularity and the visibility of our players, we understand that we have a responsibility to be leaders in really leading the conversations on social issues. This is why when incidents happen, we don't hide. We act swiftly and decisively.
That was Senegal's Amadou Fall, the NBA representative at the Global Watch Summit, speaking in Johannesburg, South Africa. Meanwhile, the International Olympic Committee president Thomas Bach emphasized the Olympic movement's firm rejection of racism in sports. He explains.
The Olympic movement was founded by Baron Pierre de Coubertin on the belief that sport should stand for understanding, respect and dialogue. He made it clear when he stated that sport is for everyone, without distinction of birth, caste, fortune, position, or profession. There is no place for racism in sport. Sport stands for building bridges, never for erecting walls. That the global diversity of cultures, societies, and life designs is a source of richness. The Olympic Games are the culmination of this message of non-discrimination and unity in diversity.
That was Thomas Bach, the International Olympic Committee president, speaking in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Thanks, Mark. And finally, in boxing, Manny Pacquiao retained his WBO welterweight title in Macau on Sunday. The Filipino 8-weight world champion knocked down and beaten American challenger Chris Aligeri 6 times during the 12-round contest. Now the 35-year-old wants to strike a deal to finally meet a 5-weight world champion Floyd Mayweather. Filipino Pacquiao and American Mayweather, who is 37, are widely considered the best fighters of their generation but have never fought. Against Aligeri, Pacquiao registered his 57th win from 64 bouts. And that's it for this edition of the Sunnyside Sports. I'm Douglas Impoga. Now back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunnyside of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, Douglas will have an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunnyside of Sports at 1730 hours UTC right here on the Voice of America.
Coming up, finding ways to help reduce maternal mortality rates in Kenya. And next, a cell phone app to help women avoid unwanted pregnancies in Cameroon. But first, some music. Here is Dr. Musica of Cameroon with King of Pop.